Well, good morning again. So the talk today, the talk title is creativity. So I decided to take that to heart. I love doing creative things, but at least I had told myself that I don't have time to do that. And because, you know, Saturday I have to work on my talk, and I have all of this that needs to get done. Anybody else have, you know, to make their list of, I have to. So this Saturday I decided that I wasn't going to do what I normally do, because if I'm going to talk about creativity, then I have to maybe take charge of that. So I went to a friend's place and I created a couple of these blocks, and I have to tell you that I love doing hobbies. I love doing crafts, and it's been years since I really gave myself the opportunity to sit down and do something. Now, isn't that great? This is show and tell. Those of you who do crafts all the time can't imagine not doing them. I couldn't either. And I had so much fun. And I thought, what else is it? Because, you know, I'm starting a month off. And I started thinking about, what else is it that I want to do that could enhance for me something greater? So not only am I asking myself that, but I'm asking you to ask that question as I talk today on creativity. Because I think that sometimes, at least I have, gotten stuck in certain patterns and certain ways of thinking and believing, that to step out of it into something different doesn't seem to be so easy. And yet, it's really fun. So this morning on creativity, I looked at the Gospel of John 8:32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Jesus implies that there is a truth which, known automatically, will demonstrate itself in our experience. What could this truth be other than the consciousness of our union with life? Our union with life. Because you see, we're creative beings. And the 4th of July, in my opinion, asks us the question, how am I experiencing my freedom? Think on that for a moment. We are creative beings, birthed with an imagination. Let me take a breath. Rise, beloveds. Freedom calls each one of us. We have a choice to set ourselves free. Are you open? A couple of you. Any more? Are you open?
Yes.
Great. Are you willing?
Yes.
To claim freedom today from whatever it is you have believed about yourself?
Yes.
Couple. Hallelujah. See, because we're genius creators, and it is time that we each realize if you don't like your life, you can change it by changing your inner dialogue. Now, notice I said, oh, yeah, I don't get to do that anymore. Not true. Everything is possible for us when we make way and make open for that possibility, when we learn to change how we talk to ourselves. And I'm going to invite you, especially this month of July, to be mindful. What am I saying to myself that stops me from moving forward? Because you see, we each have a power to create a new way of being in this world. And we get to use that power. And I love the story of Anthony Ray Hinton. And he tells of just this power. Anthony spent nearly 30 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit. If you want to know more about his story, you can go on TED Talks. His last name is spelled H-I-N-T-O-N, Anthony Ray. In Alabama, a black man on death row where he had an awakening. And here's his story. He said, I had a choice to reach out to those men or to stay in the dark alone. I walked over to my bed and I got on my hands and knees and I reached my arm under my bed and felt around through the dust and the dirt until the tips of my fingers brushed my Bible. It had been there too long. This man had lost his mom, but I still had mine. And she wouldn't care for my Bible collecting filth. Even here, I could still be me. I wasn't expecting to end 3 years of silence. It was a revelation to realize I wasn't the only man on death row. I was born with the same gift from God we all both are born with. The impulse to reach out and lessen the suffering of another human being. It was a gift. And we each have a choice whether we use this gift or not. I realized that the state of Alabama could steal my future and my freedom, but they could not steal my soul or my humanity. Everyone knew there were only two ways to leave death row, on a gurney or set free by the law. I wasn't ready to leave on a gurney, so I started praying at night for my new attorney and for the truth to finally come out. I didn't pray for my release because that wasn't enough. I wanted the truth to come out. I wanted people to know that I was innocent. Someday I was going to walk out of here, but until then, I was going to use my mind to travel the world. I had so many places to go and people to see and things to learn, he said. I could leave the row in my mind, and now I was going to show these guys that they could leave too. I remember being in school and reading a book about California and getting so lost in it, I swear I could smell the salt water of the Pacific Ocean. Everybody breathe into that. Creativity and imagination. That's what Anthony had. And within less than 30 years, he walked out free as a free man. Every moment we choose, because we each have the capacity within ourselves to rise above anything that's going on in our life that seems to be holding us back or holding us hostage. Holding us in a way where we feel imprisoned. Creativity, imagination, in my opinion, is the secret to all of that. We have the power to set ourselves free, to set ourselves free in our own minds, in our thinking, and that impresses us. Again, I love Florence Shovel Shin. I'm probably going to teach this fall the game of life because she explains the game of life so well. And she says here, what is really yours? The blessings you bring to yourself through your spoken or silent word. Think of that. When did you last bless yourself? Only your doubts, fears, and resentments keep your good from you, she says. If you hate or resent a situation, you have fastened it to yourself. You're wearing it. It isn't really a pretty outfit. You attract what you fear and what you dislike. Let's think about that for just a moment. Wow. I look with wonder at that which is before me. Do you have that? Do we have that on the screen? Yes? Maybe? Maybe not. So we're going to look with wonder. That's what is before me. If we start to look at things that are taking place in our life with wonder, with openness, with an ability to imagine, you see, we want to say, I'm lucky. Peter's lucky. Rex is lucky. Everybody who stood up here today and talked about prosperity is lucky. How often do you in your family say, oh, poor George? I don't think we have a George here, do we? And we start to tell a story about what's going on in George's life, or maybe it's in our life. You see, we have to imagine the greater good for everyone. George is really fortunate, isn't he? Yes. Healthy. Everything is working out for George. And for me, I am blessed. Here's the key to assisting all of the changes that you want to say or think about other people. If we say poor George, then we're absolutely gluing that belief to George. So unhappy. On and on. Anybody who takes class from me knows we talk a lot about George, don't we? Yes. Because we don't have a George in, do we? No. It's up to each one of us to be creative in our lives, in our thinking, with what we say to ourselves and what we say about other people. And to deepen our faith that God now gives each one of us, our friends and our family, their desires of their heart. I've started doing this where, you know, when I even came up and said, do prayers for my son who's struggling with the death of his dad, I'm changing that to, please do prayers for my son who is lifted up through the loss of his father and yet finds a greater sense of his own unity and power. Do you see the difference? We need to stop and say everything is working out perfectly for, and finish the sentence. It might be for yourself. Healing is taking place. Revelation of truth showers over George and anybody else who wants a revelation of truth to cover their being. Yes? Are you willing to accept that? Because that's up to you. You know what your friends and family struggle with more than anybody. And it's easy for each of us to see their struggles. However, when we repeat their troubles, we lock them in to them greater. Everybody breathe into that one. Ernest Holmes says, what we now experience, we will cease experiencing if we have the will and the imagination to set our vision in the opposite direction and we hold it there. If you're wanting and desiring to have greater creativity in whatever's taking place in your life, then stop and think, what can I change in my way that I talk to myself or about someone else that can give me freedom? Because I believe freedom calls each one of us. So will you choose freedom this month? Good for you, Peter. How about the rest of you?
Yes.
Good. Every time you write the word July on a check or anything that you're writing, I want you to stop and say, that's right, freedom is mine this month. Because as it becomes a habit, then we begin to live from that place that freedom, July, then becomes every month, every day of the year. And will you release your loved ones from the thoughts that you have held of them in the past? Yes. Do you want the best for everybody in your life? Yes. How about the person next to you today? Yes. Let's see this month, this summer, doors opening to possibilities, expanding greater movements into the greater glory that we want, not only for ourselves, but for everybody else. What is it that you're saying to yourself? Well, I can't do that. I don't have enough time. Or maybe you need to do some great, just play with glue and glitter. My hands were a different color on every finger. Let's change oneness into funness. You can tell I'm getting ready for vacation, yes? Let's make this a summer of fun, a summer of expansion. It's okay to feel what you feel, but let's not stay stuck there. Let's be open, let's be creative, and believe that we are blessed, yes? I'm blessed.
Yes.
You're blessed.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Let's open to all the good that God has for you today and every day, because this is the month of your freedom. Yes?
Yes.
Good. And we're going to let it pour forth. We're going to let it pour all over us. We're going to just be filled with glue and glitter and good. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Yay. Yes. Thanks, Julie. Okay, we're expecting and accepting our good and our happiness. Let's think of that. What is the good that you are desiring to attract greater into your life? I keep repeating, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And I choose today to focus on God's goodness in my life. Broaden our vision. Freedom, creativity is ours. Grace is looking for you. Grace is looking for me. Will you let it in? Good. See, because I believe we each are a powerhouse of love, projecting God's own power. Imagine that. You're a powerhouse of love, of creativity, of grace, of harmony. And it's all in you. And you get to project it out to the people that you love, to the life around you. And throw a little glitter on it, it helps. It's all good. It's all God. So let's take that into prayer. And so we just breathe deeply into that knowingness that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing presence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. There is only one life, and it is unique, and it is divine, and it is magnificent, and it is powerful, and it desires and is expressing in and through and as each one of us individually. We are full of it. Full of that light, that love, that brilliance of God, that blessing that is desiring to wash over each and every one of us. And where there is a need for healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God within and throughout each and every person today that is accepting that truth greater within them than ever before. This is what I know to be true. That there is a power within each one of us, and we get to use it, we get to play with it, we get to partner with it, we get to allow it to bless us greater today than ever before. We bless this time together as we bless the miracles and the mystery that are yet to unfold in each of our lives as we claim and accept our personal creativity, our willingness to be free, to express life more fully, more completely than ever before. And so we bring to mind anyone in our lives or in our family that desires a blessing to be lifted up in this conscious awareness that with God all things are possible, and we trust in this possibility. We trust in the power and the presence of pure spirit alive in each person. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind, and I release my word into that infinite, all-loving, all-nurturing presence. And I just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is.
Amen.